Welcome to Urban Artists, Canada versus US, episode 4. We pose the question, why do you think it's more difficult for a Canadian urban artist to blow up on the world stage than it is for an American urban artist? Each episode we ask a different-minded person in the industry what their thoughts are on this topic. This episode we ask Jermaine Jones, who is a local of Toronto and is an artist manager. Let's see what he has to say about this.
Okay, so this is Jermaine. In answer to your question, the reason why a lot of American artists make it is because they're supported by within their city. So, for instance, Nelly went platinum where? In St. Louis. When Baby and all these guys came out, he was selling records out his trunk. Where did they make their first hit record? In New Orleans. There's a pattern building here. So it's like a lot of American artists, they bust in their city, and then their city drags them to the next city, into the next city, until, you know, they're international superstars. Take Drake, even our own Toronto Drake, for instance.
Yeah.
Right? Drake didn't bust in Canada. He bust in Atlanta and then came back home, and then we started to embrace him. So that's the problem. It's like we just don't support our own. You know what I mean? And that's the reason why I started to manage my own Canadian artist, because I want the city to know us first, but I'm not going to attack the game with music. I'm going to attack the game with, I'm going to give them entertainment from my artists. I'm going to give them videos from my artists. I'm going to give them, we're putting together a TV show from my artists. So it's there, they won't have a choice but to embrace him because they see him too much. You know what I mean? And then once you create a solid image, your image should be able to withstand the hate, because there's a lot of hate in the city, right? So you got to be careful. Even as, you know, it's sad as it is, you have artists, as soon as they start to make it, you know, and they're in the hood, you hear that they get killed. You hear that it's because the hate is just, people just don't like to see you do well in your own city, in Toronto, and it's sad.
Wow.
Funny enough, rock, you know what I mean, rock music, they get supported. You know what I mean? Because guess what? They support their own. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. It's a sad fact. I'm a grown man. I can say it about my own. We don't support. And that's the reason why a Toronto artist, when I'm done with Supreme Swiss's career, he's going to get bust in the States. He's not going to bust in Canada. I can guarantee that to you.
I agree with Jermaine for the most part. You know, I believe that it starts with being supported with your own city, you know? And Canada definitely does need that. We definitely need to be more supporting of our artists. But at the same time, it's like, what genre, what material, who's out there that, you know, really deserves that support? It comes down to that too. I agree on how Jermaine spoke about an individual being able to handle himself or herself through all the hate and the negativity that one may go through.
Yeah.
To be able to rise and become successful. Once your foundation is strong, your image is strong, you'll be able to outstand that.
Well, yeah, that's
easily.
It's funny. It's like reinforces what Will said. Like Will Strickland, he said that when he'd have guys from Toronto come down to his office and say, and he'd ask them, what's going on with you and you're in Toronto? And they'd reply, oh, they're haters. And that turned them off. But it seems that if we're hearing it from multiple people in the industry saying that, either they're witnessing people saying that it's hard to get support from your own in Toronto, or people that are in it saying that they're not getting any support, then obviously it's true. Like it's just the opposite side of the coin. Like Will being an American A&R, and Jermaine being a Canadian artist manager, he has to deal with it more in the forefront, which is a shame, because, like he said, interestingly enough, rock music is supported by the fans here, and that also goes with what Mr. Bob Roper said, how there's no venues for urban acts to play at. A large part, it likely could be because the demand by the urban fans to hear their artists perform live is so little, because they're quote unquote hating, right? Like if they've maybe supported their artists like people do for rock music and other genres of music, then maybe there would be more places for urban artists to play. They'd have fans that would want to pay to see it and whatnot.
It's true. In today's age, I believe it comes down to how strong the message is, how strong is what somebody is really trying to say. Because the stronger it is, the more you would have people wanting to back it up and support it. And I know Jermaine spoke about, you know, having his artists do videos, do performances, do songs more than just the music to get that point across. That effect does work if that person, that artist, is listenable, favored by the system, by the society.
Yeah.
So I believe it comes down to, it all comes down to favor. There's another point I want to bring up about in terms of outlets for an artist to be able to go and expose himself. It looks like we've come to that point where it's like you have to take the whole scene back to when hip-hop first started, and then you had everybody outside breakdancing, beatboxing, spraying spray paint on the wall. You know, even aside from the fact that they had their house parties with the DJs, even the DJs themselves, they had outside sets for everything. And even just when those little moments happened, it was able to have a whole scene around it, embrace it, and love it for what it was, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
Music in itself needs to come right back to that.
Well, yeah, when we started doing this podcast, one of our goals were to try and come up with maybe ideas to help the situation. Why is it more difficult for Canadian urban artists? And I think you're exactly right. Like, maybe one of the solutions would be to have a more grassroots approach to bringing back the culture. Maybe if they're not getting played in the clubs, then if there's enough interest, why not have street parties and just show the public that it's in demand, and that the love for the art form of any music, any urban music, it doesn't have to be hip hop. They always played dance and reggae, et cetera, at these parties. It was all urban music. Maybe it has to come back to that in Canada before it can take a step forward. Like, take a step backwards before it can take a step forward. Go back to the basics. I thought Mr. Jones' responses to this were really interesting, because it touched on everything that everyone else we've interviewed in previous episodes were talking about, including when we asked Mr. Don Garbutt about this topic. And he responded that a lot of people, whether they be in the States or not, perceive being from the States is better than being from Canada, especially for urban music. You know, and the fact that Mr. Jones was saying how Nelly broke in his own city, and then his city pushed him forward to break in other cities. It seems as though that people in the States have that pride, that patriotism to support their own, where I guess we're lacking that, because it seems as though wherever you go in the States, they have their artist and they back him. So
it's true.
I think we're missing that, and he just touched on everything. The fact that he said that the haters aspect, I touched on what Will Strickland was saying, you know, and that also goes hand in hand with what Mr. Bob Roper was saying about no venues. Again, going back to that point, like, if people are hating on the music, they're not going to go spend money to see it live. So I think it all goes hand in hand. It seems as though we're getting the same answer, but with different perspectives, each person we ask. And it seems to be a problem of patriotism or lack thereof, and just general lack of interest in the music for the city as a whole. And I imagine that if this is how it is in Toronto, the largest entertainment city in Canada, this is likely how it is all over. So that's probably not helping Canadian urban artists as a whole. I hope from our interviews that we've shed a bit of light on the problem, and hopefully this can help others come up with a solution.
Please feel free to leave comments in our podcast, our Facebooks. All that information will be posted on the description site. Let's help solve Canada's problem. Let's not worry about America and worry about Canada.